Good morning. Welcome to Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. God bless you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. We are welcome again to God's presence this morning, the sixth day in the month of March 2024. Oh, that man will praise the Lord. Oh, that man will praise the Lord. For his goodness and for his wonderful love. To the children of men, to the children. For his goodness and for his love. To the children of men, he has broken the gate of brass and cut the bars of iron from them. He has broken the gate of brass and cut the bars of iron from them. I have seen the Lord's goodness, his mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I have seen the Lord's goodness, his mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh Lord, you are being so good, you are so good to us. Oh Lord, you are excellent in our lives every day. Oh Lord, you are being so good. You are so good to us, oh Lord, you are excellent in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. We want to bless the name of the Lord for how far he has dealt with us for the past 2 days. From the book of Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1 to 19. We are going to conclude on Proverbs 2. And we will read from verse 20 to 22. It says, thus you will walk in the ways of the good and keep to the path of the righteous. For the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the unfaithful will be torn from me. We have discovered on Monday that wisdom is the principal thing to deal with people, to deal with people around us, the relationship we have, to have the more knowledge of God, to have deeper knowledge of our God, we need wisdom. To deal with people, men and women, strange men and women around us, we also need God's wisdom. And we are going to conclude it by praying to God this day from that verse 20 to 22. It said, thus, after analyzing what wisdom can do for us as we go in the course of our journey in life to deal with people around us, both the believers, unbelievers, to deal with them, said we should walk in the ways of the good. How do we walk in the way of the good? You walk in the way of the good. When you have received godly wisdom, it will be easy to do good. It will be easy to walk in the path of the righteous. Now, are we righteous? Are we righteous in our dealings? Are we also righteous? He said the upright, those who do good, who walk in the path of the good, the path of the righteous, we live in the land, and they will be blameless. They will be blameless. He now said that, but the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the unfaithful will be torn. Am I righteous? Am I good? In the sight of God now, not in the sight of men. Am I good? Am I blameless in the sight of God? Can God say like Job, that have you noticed my son, my daughter? Now, we are going to ruminate over that within our hearts. Am I righteous? Am I blameless before God? Let us say that word of prayer. If you know that you are not sure of yourself, if you are righteous, say, God, help me.
if you are not sure of your husband being righteous, please call his name and tell it to God. Please, Lord Jesus, help us. Help me, your daughter. Help our children to be righteous before you. Help us to stand blameless before you so that we can have a good relationship with you, so that we can walk with you blamelessly, so that whatever we do, you will prosper, so that we will remain in the land. Our life will not be cut short in the land, because he said the wicked will be cut off from the land and the unfaithful will be torn from it. Father, please, I don't want to be cut off just anyhow. I don't want to be cut off just anyhow. I don't want my husband to be cut off just, I don't want my children to be cut off just anyhow. Please, Lord Jesus, help us to walk blamelessly before you. Help us to be righteous. Help us to walk uprightly. Grant us grace, O Lord Jesus, to stand even in the city, to stand in the city and to be blameless. To be upright. Can one sorrow? Father, help us. Help our spirit, soul, and body. Help our heart. Help our mind, O God. Let all that believe in us, let it align to your glory. Let it align to your will, to your power, to your strength, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help everything about our husband, O God, to align with you, O God, to align with your presence, to allow with to align with everything, O God, that you are willing for us to be. Help us to be that which you want us to be, O God. So that whatever we want to go into a ditch, O God, you will be able to save us. You will drag us out. Your power will drag us out in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us not to be cut short, O God, from the land of the living. All in the name of sin. All in the name of being foolish. We don't want to be foolish, O God. We don't want our husbands to be foolish. We don't want our children to be foolish. Please help us, O God, so that we will not be cut off from the land in the mighty name of Jesus. So that our life will not be cut short, O God, from the land in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. Lord Jesus, for the way you have dealt with us for the past 3 days, we say thank you. For the remaining 2 days, O God, that which you still have in store for our husband and our life, our children, and people around us, O God, reveal it to us in the name of Jesus. For all the prayers you have prayed, O God, let it go, Lord Jesus. Pray to the Lord, bless you, and let us thank you. Thank you, Mother, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Have a good day, Lord Jesus. God bless you. Amen.
You are listening to GospelBellsRadio.com, the Christian internet radio with a mission to engage the culture with the mind of Christ. Keep listening and invite others, too. God bless you.